What's up, everybody? You are listening to Switch Flicks, the podcast where we love and hate movies at the same time. I'm your host, Omar, and I'm here with my favorite symbiotic alien spawn. Hi, Sam. How's it going?
You know, my girlfriend loves Venom.
Does she?
Yeah, she's constantly trying to poison me.
Oh. The rules of the podcast are simple. Haysom and I review something. One of us will have to love it. One of us will have to hate it. Who does what will be determined by the flip of a coin.
The coin of fate?
The coin of fate.
The coin of fate.
The catch is that at any point in our debate, we can use the switch to change positions. So if you loved it, you now hate it. And if you hated it, you now love it. Spoilers, as always. Today, we are reviewing Venom, Let There Be Carnage. Let us begin with our patented one-breath synopsis.
Let me stop you.
Oh, okay.
I would like you to read the review as Venom.
Of course you would. With the Venom voice.
Yes, of course.
The Venom voice. The Venom voice.
One of those.
The Venom voice.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
Venom, Let There Be Carnage is a 2021 American superhero film featuring the Marvel Comics character Venom, produced by Columbia Pictures in association with Marvel, distributed by Sony Pictures Releasing. It is the second film in Sony's Venom franchise. The film is directed by Andy Serkis from a screenplay by Kelly Marcel based on the story she wrote with Tom Hardy, who stars as Eddie Brock slash Venom alongside Michelle Williams, Naomi Harris, Reed Scott, Stephen Graham, and Woody Harrelson. In the film, Brock stars or just to life as the host of the alien symbiote Venom while serial killer Cletus Cassidy, played by Harrelson, escapes from prison after becoming the host of Carnage, aka Alex Bond of Venom.
Woo!
What?
Did you understand a word I said?
Not really, but that's great. I didn't. Well, that's the Tom Hardy way.
That's the Tom Hardy way.
I am now about to flip the coin of fate. If it lands on heads, you love Venom.
I have a headache.
If it lands on tails, you hate it. Here goes nothing. Tails.
Okay. Hating it.
Venom. Let There Be Garbage. A carnage.
Wait.
What an amazing film. One of the best superhero films of all time. This is my favorite movie in the Spider-Man franchise. This okay. is the reason why I'm looking forward to No Way Home. Venom, such an enthralling, entertaining character. This movie, a tight 90 minutes, action-filled, funny, everything that I want from a film. I loved Venom 2.
Let There Be Carnage.
Let there be. Let it be there.
Venom. Let There Be Garbage. Thanks for that. It's really good. Absolutely did not have to be, I have felt. Because what did it have to offer? That took something that was passably acceptable about the first Venom film, which was this kind of like buddy relationship between Tom Hardy and Venom. And it made the whole film about that. There's no action. The CGI is pretty bad. I'm sorry. And it's just gotten it's gotten no charm, no character. It's just boring and it's repetitive and it's childish and it's barely a movie. It was just really not an enjoyable experience. And I'm really shocked that it actually managed to make as much money.
There's so many superhero movies right now. Marvel's everywhere. DC's everywhere. It's on TV. It's all these movies. It is so nice to watch for a change a superhero movie that doesn't take itself too seriously. It's just there for you to have a
good
time.
Are you saying that most superhero films take themselves seriously?
Yeah, like the MCU.
What are you talking about?
They're just so up their own ass with like, we're building this universe. We're doing all this stuff. And you know, but this is a movie that just kind of like, come watch, have a good time. We have a central character. He's going to do superhero stuff. You're going to see action.
If you know anything about Venom and Carnage or anything about that actual background, Carnage is supposed to be one of the most terrifying villains in the entire Marvel universe. When I was young,
you were a nerd.
At the turn of the century.
You were a
back
giant
at the turn of the century.
Nerd.
When I was a young man, I actually would, you know, I read a lot of comic books.
And, like a nerd.
And like a nerd, yes. And Carnage was always depicted as being essentially the most terrifying creature,
you know, to nerds,
to everyone. He's made of blood. He's made of blood, and he's all teeth and blood and murder and death and violence. He's supposed to be ripping heads off. He's truly a horror creature. You know, his character was so clipped. His wings were clipped. He was turned into a nothing burger in this film. They did not do Venom justice. They did not do Carnage justice in this film. That's the first complaint that I've got, which is a major complaint. The second complaint is
Let's discuss
I've
it.
I've got a lot to complain about.
Let's discuss this one thing at a time. All right. So Carnage is played by Woody Harrelson. Right, what a great actor! Right, he's basically kind of reprising his role from Natural Born Killers, where he played this dangerous serial killer. That casting choice alone makes him into this dangerous character. And then they add depth to it. Yes, it's not like the comics, but it's not trying to be like the comics. You know what?
How is it not trying to be like the comics? It's based on the comics. Are you saying that it shouldn't be like the comics?
No, I'm saying that now that there's a multiverse, there could be different versions of Venom. This doesn't have
so
to be the
only. So this Venom is the boring one.
This is the fun one.
This is the lame one.
This is the great fun Woody Harrelson one.
Spoiler alert, that gets his head bit off at the end. So there's not going to be any more of that.
So much more head biting. I love all the head biting in this movie. So I think that your nerdy complaint is just for nerds.
It's not just
There's
a nerd school?
I don't know.
Look, the point is that Carnage symbiote is more evil than Cletus Kasady, played by Woody Harrelson, which is not supposed to be the case. Cletus Kasady is a complete insane psychopath. He's supposed to be a homicidal maniac.
Listen, you sound like a nerd right now.
Okay? Switch.
You sound like somebody that I have a lot of respect for. Okay.
Huh? Hold on.
Losers who, are alone at home, right, reading comic books and in the basement. I respect them for their knowledge base. You have some knowledge, okay? You have no friends, but you have knowledge, okay?
Aren't you?
And you understand, I'm there for your knowledge, okay? About these geeky, nerdy things, okay? And you understand what Carnage is supposed to be.
I do.
Right? With your acne on your face and the big glasses that you wear, okay?
Those. And a pocket protector.
You know, right? And this movie is just such a waste of time. It's so bland. It's nothing. You have Tom Hardy writing this movie, by the way. He should not be a writer. Why?
Okay. So let's tackle that genius that is Tom Hardy. All right? From the first moment that I saw Tom Hardy play the titular character in Bronson, to his skyrocketing career across the years, for everything from the, Christopher Nolan films that he was in, from, the Peaky Blinders role that he was in, from all of the incredible films that he's been in, this truly feels like the summit that he's reached. He's at the peak of his career right now.
Wow.
Not only is his acting brilliant and an incredible acrobatic performance, playing two characters simultaneously. How is that even possible? I mean, that is just mind-blowing. And writing as well. I mean, talk about a juggling act. Tom Hardy in this film, this is like an oeuvre. This is just his, just showing off at this point, really. It's like a cake, what is it? A victory lap, like a cakewalk for him? It's amazing. So I feel like this is just an example of Tom Hardy's skill set really just coming to life.
This is Tom Hardy trying to show off being Tom Hardy and not doing it well. It's all slapstick. Everything about this thing is just slapstick.
It's hilarious.
Without the comedy.
It's hilarious.
That's so weird about it. It's like, it's a lot of banter, but not witty. It's a lot of slapstick, but not funny. It's just people crashing into things. And is that for 90 minutes? I mean, and it's a short film, but it feels hella long. Like, it feels like, when is this thing going to end? Just end already, please.
That sounds like something you've heard before.
Well, I mean, my penis is symbiote. I like the thing.
Right.
Okay. And it latches
gives
on.
As well as takes.
Yes.
It's like symbiotic.
Yeah.
It's 100%. Not just like a leech. It's more of a symbiote.
No,
I understand.
Right.
So the point is that, you're wrong. The point is that you're completely mistaken because you're humorless. Everybody knows that. You're not funny, right? I know that, you know? Yeah. You have no sense of comic timing, you know? You have no sense of humor, clearly.
Yes.
And so that's why you don't understand the elevated humor that we're experiencing in Venom, Let There Be Carnage. And this is the crazy thing, is that we've got Andy Serkis, right? A genius of his own kind, right? Yeah. So Andy Serkis playing the original Gollum, who was also a split personality person, right? Okay. And taking that skill set and applying it here in the director's seat, right? So you have so much talent just flowing out of Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
This movie is a case study for letting people do the thing that they're talented on. Like, stick to your lane. You know, Andy Serkis, stick to being CGI characters. Don't try to direct. Tom Hardy, stick to acting. Don't try to write. Because, you know, this is what you end up. Leave those things to the professionals, please.
Switch.
Leave those things to the professionals, right? People, you know, Tom Hardy, he plays Venom. He plays multiple guys and he wears multiple hats, okay? Same like Andy Serkis, so many hats. He's Caesar, he's Gollum, he's Smeagol, and he's the director of this movie. He should win an Oscar for Venom, Let There Be Carnage. I think it is the best movie of the year.
Wow.
It is the Citizen Kane.
Wow.
Wow. Of comic book films.
It's, oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah?
Because you have pathos.
You have
okay?
pathos.
You have...
Yeah, say that again. Where's the pathos? Stay with pathos.
There's pathos.
Pathos.
Okay. You know what else there is?
What is there?
There's more pathos. There's comedy. There's, you know, this movie has camera angles. It has special effects. It has actors. It has costumes.
It does have all
it
those
has
things.
All these thick these are
right.
components
has,
that make a feature film. And
do.
This movie has all those components.
It has all those components.
In it. It has end credits.
It does.
It has a beginning.
It does.
It has a middle.
Yes.
It has an end. What more could you ask for?
An actual movie, like an actual entertaining story that doesn't just ride off of the fact that it's Venom with Tom Hardy. And that's the problem with this film is I know it made a shit ton of money. I know it did. And I don't begrudge it. That great. You know, all movies should make money. I love movies. I want every film to make $1 billion if possible. I'm happy that it makes money. But it just could have been so much better. Like, it was so stupid. No. Everything about the... It was like it took Venom and it made him just a complete joke. You know, like, there's this point where... Look, I like the fact that there's a comedic take on Venom. I like the fact that he's kind of relatable and not as dark as his comic book counterpart. And I like the fact that Tom Hardy plays him, you know, supposed to play him in this kind of comedic way. But come on, this is just ridiculous. Like, you've got, like, a rave scene with Venom, like, dancing, like, with, like, glow sticks are like, what are you doing, guys? Like,
so
this is so dumb. Like,
funny.
Please, that's just stupid. That's like throwing ideas at a wall and seeing,
you know,
what sticks.
That movie is not, that scene is not just funny, it also has pathos.
It does it.
Okay. Because it's got layers, it is also talking about gender identity.
Okay.
Right? Because he's at a rave with these people from the LGBTQ community.
How
and he's
do you
talking,
know that they're at the LGBTQ, the part of the
it's
LGBTQ?
Clear in that thing, right? And he's talking about coming out of, like, your true identity, coming out
closet.
Of the closet,
yes,
you know?
That's true. That's
and
true.
So it has all these layers. It is talking about society and
it's
community
riding
and what it,
on the coattails of a meaningful statement in order to justify a scene that would otherwise be absolutely ridiculous.
And it is so meaningful, okay? If I want to hear things about gender identity,
you
then
hear
I wanted it from the mouth,
from
of,
the
Venom.
Mouth of Venom.
Okay? It really makes it go down easy.
Does it?
Yeah. Okay.
Go down easy.
And I think what I love about this film, okay, is that it takes all the things that worked in Venom and then it doubles down on it. Okay.
Triples down, quadruples down.
Exactly.
At the sake of everything else.
The best part
no
of
for anything
best
else.
Part of Venom was Tom Hardy being weird, you know, getting into the lobster tank
into
and
the
all
lobster
that stuff.
Tank, yes.
This movie is all lobster tank.
it is literally a lobster tank.
Like, why would you not want all lobster tank?
Because you need variety. You can't just hit that same point over and over and over without, you know, imagine that all you ever ate was chocolate.
Delicious.
You'd hate chocolate after a while because you'd need something that is a counterpart.
Yeah, but what if this chocolate had pathos?
Then it would be Venom. You know, there is one thing that I want to slide in there before we stop the debate.
Yeah.
It's the most important part of the entire film.
Okay.
The whole film. Nothing was as important as this. It's the end credit scene. Literally, the end credit scene was the better than the entire movie. Mm. What the hell? What kind of a movie relies on its end credit scene to actually make the movie worthwhile? I left the movie not even talking about the movie. I left the movie talking about the end credit scene where suddenly you see that Venom and Tom Hardy have been transported into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Switch.
Completely amazing and blew me away. Really, that was the final chef's kiss. For this roller coaster ride. I mean, really couldn't have ended the movie better.
You know, now you have Tom Hardy here to ruin the he's going to join. He's going to ruin the MCU with his ridiculous antics and lobster tanking, right? Get him out. Like, what a terrible end credit scene. Get him out of the MCU now. He needs to leave. I don't want this. I do not.
But come on, Haysom. Come on, Haysom. What are you talking about? I love you. Come on, Haysom.
Let's stop.
So tell me, what did you really think about Venom, Let There Be Carnage?
I hated this film.
Wow. Strong words.
Yeah, no, I disliked it very much.
I should have done this voice more often in our little debate. This is a better version of it.
It is.
Yes.
I thought it was boring. Inconsequential. It was ridiculous without being funny. I don't know what it was trying to be. It was a failure.
Well, the box office would beg to disagree.
I think
this has made more money than Dune.
Well, of course it has made more money than Dune, you know.
But this is what I'm trying to say is that this was like an unmitigated success.
Yeah. But I think, you know, it's a superhero movie. It's part of the Spider-Man universe.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that Venom 3, let's say, that, like, forget the MCU aspect of it. If you were to remove that side, because that really kind of muddies the water.
Yes.
Let's just play like a, let's just do like a kind of a thought experiment.
Yeah.
If there was no MCU scene at the end,
okay?
Do you think after watching this movie, and let's say Venom 3 came out, do you think Venom 3 would make as much money?
Yes.
You would.
Probably more.
Really?
Yeah. People seem to like these movies, right. You know, for whatever reason.
Because I enjoyed the first Venom.
Yes.
I really did. I thought it was a lot of fun, fresh take. I was like, this is fun. This is enjoyable. Yeah. But, you know, I didn't enjoy this movie because I thought it was for many of... I didn't like hate it. But I was like, oh, this is disappointing.
Yes.
It felt really kind of ridiculous and kind of like... There was just, it only took the parts about the first Venom that it took parts of the first Venom that I liked, but it made them the whole movie. And it was like, okay, well, there's nothing else in it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm less excited to see a third Venom now, having seen Venom 2. Yes. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you this. I think this Venom made about half as much as the first one did.
What?
Yeah. The first one made almost $900 million.
Global.
Yeah.
This made more than half a billion global.
No, it's made around 450
really?
Something.
So it's really not as much.
It's not.
But that's also a pandemic thing.
It is a pandemic.
Come on,
thing.
So we've got to be fair. You have to double that. Basically.
So it is. I think it is the pandemic, and there are for whatever other reasons, right? So, but it's still very successful, especially considering that these movies have much smaller budgets compared to a lot of the MCU movies, which you can tell when you watch the special effects
About, let's break it down.
That's why I think that it might make more, Venom 3
might make more because it'll be post-pandemic most likely,
right.
And because of the MCU connection,
which was
very smart.
Yeah, I think people might just kind of like these movies because they're not connected to the MCU and it's just a thing that you can watch
without lacking of consequence.
There's no baggage. That comes, like, right. I think MCU movies or DC movies, they now come with this baggage of, like, the whole kind of universe. You kind of have to know the multiverse and all that shit. And you can
watch this without caring about
like
any context.
It's, like, 90 minutes and you watch it and it's kind of funny. And people don't... as much as you care about Venom, it's not a character that a lot of people are familiar with, right?
Now, no. These days, no. But at the time, it was a massive character, right?
Yes.
But look, I get that. And that's not the reason that I dislike the film. I was ready for that. I knew it was a PG-13 film. I knew there wasn't going to be like horrific and bloody and all that, but I would have wanted Venom to be more menacing at least, and to feel more substantial. Like, okay, fine. All right. So very goofy, very slapstick. Even that, I'm like, okay, I'll kind of look past that. There was so much of that in this film, of trying to look past the things that I felt were weak. You know, and that's the issue.
I understand. I think Woody Harrelson's putting such a strange performance. Like, he's good casting, you know, for like, you want a ruthless killer who's scary. That's good casting, right? But I don't know what the hell he's playing it comedically almost.
Exactly.
It's not scary. You don't buy him as a serial killer.
No.
He just, and the wig and the, it's just so like.
Yes. The wig is ridiculous. Yes.
And like the movie just, it feels like a cartoon. Like you're watching kind of this weird cartoon of a film that's not going anywhere. Like Andy Serkis is not a good director.
The thing about Andy Serkis is that he's incredibly intelligent, incredibly talented in his own way. And when you try to look at the film and look at like references in it and certain lines of dialogue and certain things that are written on the walls and stuff, there's a lot of literary references throughout the film, by the way.
Okay.
Tons that you would not get unless you were looking for them. Like poetic references to like, texts from like, you know, cause he's an extremely well-read person, you know, he's extremely intellectual. So you could see that in the background of the film.
He didn't read the script, it seems.
See, right? You could see that in the background, you know, and in the, like, there's like references to Frankenstein, to Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. There's references to all sorts of things, but they're only peppered. They're peppered throughout the film, but there's no substance to the film.
But then
anyway, the film as a whole has no substance, but it's peppered with these things that are a little bit more.
It's like one of those things. Okay, you can put in a reference to Mary Shelley's Frankenstein there, but maybe if you made that connection in the plot where, you know, he is this monster that's been like that's misunderstood or whatever, like Frankenstein's monster, then that makes sense. But if you're just putting in a line from the book, you're just kind of like, well, that's just such a like just a base level thing, you know. And with a movie like this, you want at the least the action and to look good, or you want the choreography to be creative. It's just a blob of things like crashing against each other.
Yes, exactly.
And you don't know what's happening and you don't care. And I just wanted it to end. Like I just did. Like
I did not enjoy it as a film, unfortunately. And I wanted to. Yeah. And I hope that the next iteration will kind of be better in some way. And I'm curious to see what happens with Venom and the MCU. To be honest, that was the one part of it that I was like, oh, that's cool, you know?
Yeah.
So I am curious about that. Super curious about
that. I don't even know what they'll do with that. Like,
I have no idea.
Can you imagine this Venom in that? So is he just a good guy who wants to,
like, I heard some theory where like he would get immediately transported back, but part of the symbiote would stay behind, thus introducing the symbiote to the MCU, which I think is terrible. I mean, no, but I think that's ridiculous.
But I hope at least then it's like the real Venom who, you know, like
the actual,
because like, this version of Venom is
a goofball.
Right?
Exactly.
And I would like to see a good Venom, you know,
the guy from a 70s
show, or this one is just kind of is evil.
Yes.
And then you can, you want to do the anti-hero part.
Yes. But like, you know, I don't think that Venom's been done right yet.
Yeah.
I think the first Venom with Tom Hardy was actually good and enjoyable, but still was not actually like the real, you know, tone of Venom from the comic books.
Now, I'll tell you this. I haven't read the comic books. Yeah. My only understanding of Venom comes from the 90s TV show, which I used to love.
But that was very similar
and
to the comics, by
I think
the way.
That follows the comic
that does.
Thing.
Yeah.
So, and
it's definitely cleaned up.
Yes.
It's definitely not as dark.
Yes.
But in terms of the brutality and like the darkness of the character, like it does kind of, it's not a good guy to begin with. You know, and then he becomes like a lethal protector.
It's one of those things where I remember watching the show when, you know, it was originally airing, and those are episodes that stuck in my head as like some of the best episodes of the series. So I would like to see that story maybe played out in the Spider-Man
Let's
universe.
See.
Maybe with Kevin Feige there and Tom Hardy not writing it, and you know.
Yeah.
This is his Deadpool. Like, it's so strange to me that this is like Deadpool. His Deadpool, right? Like, just doing his thing. He's like, he's really into it. Yeah. And, well, good for him.
Good for him, ultimately. Look, you know, they made a ton of money off of it. Good for them. I like Tom Hardy. I like Andy Serkis. I wish them well. Good for them, you know. Yeah. But, like, I didn't enjoy this film as much as I wanted to. Let's put it that bluntly. How many symbiotic relationships would you give Venom, Let There Be Carnage?
1.5.
Whoa! What? Like, it's 1.5? Like, yeah, like, wow. That's brutal.
I was like, I would leave this movie now. Like, whoa. I didn't
hate it as much as you did. I'd give it like a 4.5. Okay. You know, like it failed for me. But I still kind of appreciated the effort that went into it, I guess. Thank you for listening to Switch Flicks. If you loved or hated the show, please do rate, subscribe, and leave some comments. Your support is the horrific symbiote of our hearts. Your support. We love you.
It went bad again. You had the good version of the voice in the middle, and now it sucks again.
Why? No?
It's wrong. All right. Completely off.
Screw it.